subject, the X Factor. Dear Stephen Shirley, for the past 6 years, I've been dating my ex-husband. We dated on and off 5 years before marrying, and we married 3 years. We were married 3 years. We divorced because he wanted to build and pay a house off in 3 years, and I didn't agree because we already had problems in the past where he never wanted to do any social activities like go to concerts, weekend getaways, etc. I left town 3 times and came back to try to rekindle our relationship. And this time, he has continued to build this house by himself, literally, while continuing to work a full and part-time job. I was not willing to invest a lot of time in this new house unless he asked me to marry him again. He asked me 3 years ago to marry him again, but then never came up with a date, so I gave the ring back. When he asked me what I wanted for Christmas the past 6 years, I told him I wanted a husband, but I have yet to get that. He got mad at me last week when I told him I was going to check on a male coworker who had a stroke. He told me that's why I didn't have a husband and he couldn't marry me until we discussed how to handle me moving in a house that I didn't help build. I told him I don't owe him anything, and as a matter of fact, I sacrificed my marriage for this house thing that has consumed every ounce of his energy. The times that I have gone out to help, he has made me feel insignificant and useless because I don't know much about building houses. Long story short, I need the strength to walk away from this nonsense and never look back. FYI, counseling didn't work because he has 2 master's degrees in counseling, and no one could tell him anything. I am hardworking, beautiful, smart, and resourceful, yet I can't get beyond this foolishness. Please help. Well, I don't know. You can't get beyond the foolishness because you are a major player in it. You said you want out, but you haven't made any plans to move forward. You've been back and forth, like you say, for the last 6 years. Honestly, I don't even know why you guys divorced in the first place. I really don't. You guys seem like you love each other. You just can't find common ground. He wants a house, and that's all he wants, it seems. And that's where all his energy, like you say, and his focus is. And you want him to spend more quality time with you and get away from the house sometimes and do things with you. I mean, to me, it's that simple. You're dating, you're exes, you love each other. Try to work it out somehow. I don't expect you to try and build a house. I mean, I don't think he literally meant that, and I certainly hope he didn't. What could you do in terms of building a house? You could be there to support him while he's building it. But I don't know. I think I see love here. I really do. I see love here, and I see maybe you guys can work it out. Steve?
I don't see love here. I see foolishness here. This is some foolishness. You know, I don't see love. This is foolishness. See, here's the problem right here. For the past 6 years, I've been dating my ex-husband. We dated on and off 5 years before marrying, and we were married 3 years. We divorced because he wanted to build and pay a house off in 3 years, and I didn't agree because we already had problems in the past where he never wanted to do any social activities like go to concert, weekend getaways, etc. What? That's why you divorced your husband? Because he wanted to build a house, pay it off in 3 years, and you didn't agree with it because y'all had some problems because he didn't like social activities. He didn't want to go to parties and picnics and go to concerts. What? Are you kidding me? So I left town 3 times, came back to try to rekindle our relationship. You left a man because he wanted to build a house, pay it off in 3 years, and you didn't want to build no house because you want to go to concert and movie. Are you crazy? Lady, really, are you crazy? I left town 3 times, came back, tried to rekindle our relationship. In this time, he has continued to build this house by himself, literally, while continuing to work a full and a part-time job. Lady, what do you want? What do you want in a man? You got a man who ain't messing around. He working a full-time job and a part-time job to provide a home he was thinking for the two of you. But because you didn't want to build a house in 3 years and then pay it off, you'd rather go to concerts and movies. So now you done left town, but guess what the man doing? Steady building the house. All he wanted to do was build a house. Why could you not support that one thing that man wanted? He seems like a go-getter. He seems like a hard worker. Now, he may be a little stubborn on this house thing, but if a man can make up his mind, I'm going to build me a house. It ain't like he said, I'm going to take the money and I'm going to start selling dope. I'm going to take the money and buy a bunch of suits. I'm going to take the money and we're going to blow it on a big vacation. He said, no, I'm going to work hard, build us a home. See, why you see, you got to understand when a man is locked in on that, how you can't support that. I don't know a woman out here that wouldn't be crazy about a man trying to build her a house. Man, lady, you got to be kidding me. You know, you know how many women got sorry men? Ain't building nothing? You got to be kidding me. I was not willing to invest a lot of time in this new house unless he asked me to marry him again. Lady, you got it backwards. Mm-hmm. You don't show non-support of a man, expect him to ask you to marry him, and the only way you're going to marry him is he just ignore what he's doing and accept you the way you are. See, ladies, let me tell you something. Y'all need to get off that little ignorant mess y'all keep passing around with each other, that a man has to accept me the way I am. I keep telling y'all, I don't know
you
who told
say
y'all
that.
That.
Steve. You always
I don't know
say
who
that.
Told y'all that. But it's living proof. And you know what? Every man you know can fit into this letter just like this. Here's a woman who does not get it.
She doesn't.
And your foolish pride has caused you not to have a husband. That don't make no damn sense to me.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.